Welcome to Whiskey Biz Podcast. We are your hosts, Devo,
Rob,
Charles.
The goal of our show is to find the best whiskeys under $30. And each week we will be reviewing and rating a new whiskey each week. And afterwards we'll end up having a conversation, which is usually just our whiskey talks. And those can kind of get offensive and possibly inappropriate. Or you can switch it around and go inappropriate and slightly offensive. And each week we will just be giving you our tastes, what we taste in the whiskey and how we would rate them. We usually go off of a score of out of 5 and just give you guys our ratings on that. The way that we drink our whiskey is neat. And to give you a little bit of a description on that, it's just basically right out of the bottle. So it's at its full strength, it's full punch, full flavor, and we give you guys our reviews on that. The other ways that you can have whiskey, straight whiskey is over ice, which is usually considered as on the rocks, or with a splash of water. The way that we view, or at least see the having it with ice, it just kind of dilutes it a little bit too much, numbs the palate, and we don't enjoy it as much. And then with putting a little splash of water into your whiskey, you can get all of the intricate flavors, but you know, we like to get punched in the face. So we enjoy our whiskey straight out of the bottle. And what we do for our pours, you'll hear us talking about, well, my pours, which is usually 2 to 3 fingers. And for measuring out you would put your fingers next to the cup, horizontal, and it's usually about a shot and a half.
Unless you have fat fingers.
Unless you have fat fingers, and apparently I have some fat fingers.
Yeah, your pores are way more than 2 to 3 fingers.
I know, I just enjoy it too much. I can't help myself.
You like two or three fingers.
yep. I like 2 or 3 fingers. So what we will also be discussing in our podcast as well are some of the mixers that you can have with whiskey. And Charles, so what kind of mixers can you usually have with whiskey?
Generally, you could have either a whiskey sour, an old-fashioned Manhattan, or what we like to do is a whiskey Coke. For a whiskey sour, you're generally going to use a rye for that to get more of the flavor out of it. You can use a bourbon with it, but the best flavors come with the rye. With an old-fashioned, you're going to typically stick with a bourbon or rye. With a Manhattan, you're going to stick with a rye traditionally. But you can use a bourbon, but it's mostly made with a rye. And then with the whiskey Cokes, we generally like to use a Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or just any lower level whiskey that you could just find out there that you're just willing to just put into a Coke and just have something with it. So that's what we usually do with our mixed drinks. And then so we will be posting some of the recipes for these mixed drinks for those that want to have mixed drinks with their whiskey that generally don't want to have it neat or even on the rocks. So we will post that on our Instagram, so follow us and we will give that information out for you guys, and then that way you guys can enjoy the whiskey with us.
And our Instagram page is Whiskey Biz Podcast with a K. That's because we're a podcast and whiskey comes in a cask. So just to kind of go on that a little more, we primarily will do most of our episodes rating a bourbon or some other type of whiskey, primarily bourbon, but we will be throwing in some other whiskeys, some ryes, maybe a couple Irish, some Canadian, maybe some Scotch, but primarily bourbon and rye are going to be the whiskeys we're reviewing. But we are going to have some special episodes where we will use some of the whiskeys we've tried or some of the whiskeys that we've had in the past in mixers, and we'll actually review the different mixers that are, or mixed drinks out there. Like we'll have an old fashioned episode, we'll have a Manhattan episode, and do some different whiskeys in there to see if they really make, if there's a big difference, if there's not a big difference, So that when you go out to the bar and you want to try a new drink, well, you can maybe ask for a different whiskey you wouldn't have thought of. And if you have any suggestions on types of whiskeys or types of drinks you'd like us to review, feel free to message us through our Instagram page. I'm going to go ahead and give that to you one more time. Whiskey Biz Podcast with a K. So go ahead and go on there, DM us, follow us, and we'll get some more information out there for you guys. Now, lastly, I want to kind of go over some of the flavors we may speak of with a whiskey. Usually we're going to talk about how strong it is, how sweet it is, and if it's oaky or smoky. Wow, I didn't know those rhymed until I said it. So those flavors will come up in whiskey. The strength or the potency of the bourbon is going to be relying on a couple things. One of them is the proof of the whiskey. The higher the proof, the stronger the whiskey is going to be generally. Another factor that may come up is the spice. Some of those spices we may not explain as well in our podcast, but we wanted to kind of cover the spices that are usually used in whiskey. Some of your baking type spices you may taste or maybe used in there are going to be nutmeg, ginger, and anise. You'll also possibly get some hot or peppery notes. Those would be chili, black or white pepper, and then cayenne pepper. I didn't say chili pepper, not actual chili. Hopefully you don't get that. Otherwise, we might have a problem with that whiskey. And then lastly, you might get more of a warming spice, maybe cinnamon, cardamom, black pepper, clove, or saffron. Those are the flavors that really make up the spices you'll taste in whiskey. We're going to do our best to pull those out, but we aren't perfect. We're far from perfect, but you know, we're going to do our best. And with that being said, we welcome you to the podcast and we hope you'll stick around and listen to some of the podcasts and learn more about whiskey with us. Thank you guys.